Business owners in Londonderry say they are struggling to survive following the recent flooding in the area. Glendermot Valley Business Park was submerged in water after the River Fawn broke its banks last month. But those who occupy the unit say they've been left high and dry by Stormont after being told they're not eligible for a £1,000 emergency payment that was given to homeowners. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, went to speak to them and began by asking hairdresser Brendan Kyle to tell her about the damage in her saloon.
It was just water, products everywhere. The floor was lifted. One of the basins had practically unplumbed itself. It's just a total mess.
And how far up the wall was the water?
We about 45 feet, roughly. All the wooden units and the reception desk, as you see there and all. So it was up, right up, you know, and it has destroyed all them. So most of the stuff is away to the skip.
So I've headed out from Brenda's and I'm coming in here to another business unit, number 21. Barton Mancini, you own a framing business and it looks like it's another chaos.
Yep. At the moment, don't know where to turn. The trip hazards in here at the moment are phenomenal because I can't put everything back because the new flooring's got to go down, the skirting boards have got to go down, dehumidifier's going. And with a dehumidifier, I've dumped 125 litres of water since the flood that's just still in the air.
And as it's a framer, there's probably a lot of wood in here that's had to be dumped.
I'm getting warping. I'm seeing it now. So a lot of the moulding, as for the framing, has been dumped. But my mount card is big sheets and it stands up on the floor. So the 8 inches then became 18 inches because of the water seepage. So I tried to cut a lot of it away to save stock, but I've lost in the region of £700 worth of stock.
So I'm just walking next door from Martin's into Gail Smith's nail bar, which is not looking so hot, Gail.
No.
Gail, you're standing here in the middle of it. I've just gone from one dehumidifier to another dehumidifier and you've got three or four up here.
That's devastating. I'm completely wrecked here and you're out of business. And where are you getting money out of? Everything had to be done. Nail desks, pedicure chairs, lamps, everything. Stock, lashes that was in under the beauty bed. Everything all went in the skip. So a salvage maybe very, very little.
How much stock do you estimate you've got rid of?
Oh, I would say about 10 grand. And at the end of the day, your customers are going to go elsewhere. You know, when you're not running a business, they'll find somewhere else. And there's 2 gears to get paid, so you're struggling.
You've been closed for 2 weeks, so this is 2 weeks later, and you're still in this state?
Yeah, no help from nobody. You're on your own, as far as I'm concerned. There was a few MLAs out. We were promised £1,000, but nothing has materialised.
And that's £1,000 that householders got, and yep, you were hoping as a business it just would be a wee bit boost. I mean, it's not going to plug that hole of £10,000 that you've had to get rid of.
I feel sorry for homeowners, but they're still getting their wages. They're insured. We're left with nothing. No business, no money coming in. My mortgage company's not going to say to me, Gail, you were flooded, we'll see you next month. You know, so you're on your own.
I'm back out into the car park again. There's around about 25 or so business units here in this business park. I'm going in next door to the blind place. I see you're mopping up here, sir.
Still mopping up. Still trying to clean. Dehumidifier still going. Still trying to pull water out of the place.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusted. Absolutely disgusted.
Finny Connolly, we've come in here. Again, I can smell that bit of a stench that I was smelling down in the hair salon. Your tiled floor, some people may say, is that better or is that worse for
you?
Well,
the back of the showroom, the front of the showroom was all carpeted, so we've lost all of our carpeted furnishings, we've lost any samples that we've had, we've lost all of our sample books, you know, they're between £160 and £200 a pop, so we're about 10 of them on the skip. So essentially, it was kind of like ground zero. It was just ground zero for the business, you know. Anything that was underneath, you know, or out in the showroom, or out in the workshop floor here was completely destroyed. All the wooden blinds had to be skipped. So I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands of pounds of stock. We're not actually trading at the minute, so when there's, you know, we're getting people who are coming to us with inquiries, and we're just having to say, look, we're sorry, we can't trade at the minute. You know, we're not in a position to trade at the minute. So this business was in its kind of infancy. You know, I mean, it's only a couple of years old. So as I say, you know, the question mark's up on the wall as to whether we continue or not.
We did ask the Department of Communities for a statement regarding the £1,000 emergency payment that's been given to householders in that area, but not businesses. The department say in early 2016, the executive discussed a flooding response paper, agreed that an emergency financial assistance scheme be established for non-domestic properties, including small businesses affected by the flooding. This was a one-off scheme which was enacted due to an executive paper by the then Minister of Agriculture, Michelle O'Neill. Its remit was never extended, and therefore it was not applicable outside of the specific time frame of the 7th of November 2015 to 31st of January 2016. Any future changes to the scheme of emergency financial assistance, guess what, would require executive approval. So in other words, there's yet another example of ordinary, decent, good people in Northern Ireland being affected because there is no executive. Yet another example.